Yesterday we were having an online meeting using Zoom, just like I'm sure most of you have been using that platform. And as we were busy, having our discussion and we were also engrossed in it, all of a sudden, it just went off. As in, we were all disconnected. Actually, we did see it coming, but we had forgotten. Because you see, we've been using the basic package. So for you not to be disconnected, what you need to do is, if you're more than three people, you at least get another package where it allows you to have unlimited minutes, but it has a limit as to how many people you can be able to, have in the meeting. So that kind of, skipped our minds, and we got engrossed in whatever we were discussing. We were actually doing a gap audit for a certain standard. Anyway, so eventually what happened is we reconnected again, and this time we got unlimited minutes and there was no interruption. But then as we were busy again with the meeting, we got another interruption. This time round, the battery, one of the main laptop, the one that was being used to, to coordinate all this, the battery was low. And I think the person did not have the power cable next to them. So before we realized what had happened again, what was happening again, boom, we are all out of the meeting, because the person who had initiated the meeting, he was kicked out because the laptop went dead. But fortunately, how the platform works is that if the main person, the person who requested, the host of the meeting, is away for whatever reason, or they leave the meeting, what happens is that Zoom picks somebody else to make them the host. And so we continued with that meeting without, at least the interruption was minimal this time round, until that person joined us again and we continued with the meeting. The point is, that interruption was like a wake-up call, because then he had to go get his power cable to connect the laptop to power, because it had run out of power. Today's word is interrupt. What is the importance of interrupting a situation? And how does this word feature in today's podcast? I for interrupt. Hi, my name is Liz, and I welcome you to listen to this podcast on survival alphabets. And today, my word is interrupt. Interruption or interrupt. Is it always a bad thing to be interrupted? Well, I guess it depends on why you're being interrupted, who is being interrupted, and where they are being interrupted. But using the case of this guy whose laptop went dead, I was just thinking, if he had configured it in such a way that it gives him an alert that 15 minutes to the power, the battery draining, it would give him an alert to warn him that he needed to connect his laptop to a power source, it would have saved him the trouble of missing out on quite a huge portion of the meeting that was going on. Because actually what happened is, people didn't wait for him. They continued with the meeting until he joined in about 20 to 25 minutes later. But those 20 to 25 minutes, that meant there's a lot he missed out, and he had to ask for the recording. Fortunately, it was being recorded. So he asked for the recording, and I guess he went to update himself on what had been discussed while he was out. But if that interruption had happened, it would have been a very easy thing for him to just excuse himself and come back within 5 seconds or less than a minute, so to speak, to get his cable, get the laptop connected to a power source, and life would have continued. It's not all interruptions that are bad. Some are very necessary, and today I want to talk about the necessary interruptions in our lives. Remember the other day, in one of the podcasts, I didn't mention how I used to hate myself. I really hated myself because of things that I had been told, and that made me feel very, insecure. I had some serious inferiority complex. And of course, like I said, I didn't love me at all. And for those who, you know, have been following me for a long time, you may have come across a certain photo I normally share as evidence of those days when I really didn't care about myself. I didn't care about how I looked. I was 33 years old then, but I looked like I was 99. You know, I didn't even have a waistline. I had a circumference. I looked that I like I was breastfeeding, triplets. And yeah, but I didn't even have any kid at that time. As in, I didn't have a child who was breastfeeding because my kids were already grown up. So that was because I really didn't like myself. And it all started from a story I had been told. It was not really a story, but it was things that I had been told about where I came from and my background that messed me up and made me feel that I did not deserve to be alive and I really wasn't wanted by anybody in this world. And so I didn't care less anyway. Until a day I listened to a motivational speaker called Les Brown. He said something that snapped me out of that trance. I would call it a trance because when I look back, I really don't understand what was going on with my life that time. This is what Les Brown said. Somebody's opinion of you does not have to be your reality. Let me say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. In other words, when somebody tells you you're stupid, you don't have to accept that. That is their opinion. It does not have to be yours. Maybe they are calling you stupid because their level of understanding reasons that way. Problem is, we are so used to grabbing and holding on to the words that are spoken to us, that some, especially the negative words, that we don't realize how detrimental they can be to us when we hold on to them, when we embrace them. Because guess what happens? When we believe the negative things that we are told, we start to manifest them. That's why I always tell guys, you're complaining about your wife, but every time when you go out there, you're telling her she looks like a cow. If you're calling her a cow, what do you expect her to behave like? A human being? You are the one who is actually, you know, you're speaking cow into her, and so she behaves like a cow. How about you change your words and say something different? If it is something that she has done that is wrong, why not use a different way of correcting her? Why demean her by calling her names? And then not knowing that those names you're calling her, because you're the husband, they go and stick in her mind. And then she starts manifesting cow tendencies. She becomes, you know, as big as a cow. Anyway, I believe I don't need to elaborate further. You already understand what I mean. So to those of you who've already been told things that you're holding on to, you need to interrupt that narrative that keeps on ringing in your mind. If you are told that you came from a poor background and you will never be rich, it is time to interrupt that narrative and realize that what matters is not where you're coming from. What matters is where are you directing your life? It's not about your background. It's about your foreground. It's about where you're looking at. It's about where you're going. That's why when you're driving, you don't drive looking at the rearview mirror. The rearview mirror is just there to show you where you're coming from and whether there's any danger from there. But the bigger picture is on your foreground, where you're looking at, and that's where you should be focusing on, not on the stuff that people have told you. I realize this is very dangerous because personally, I hated my lips because somebody told me they looked like sausages. And for a very long time, I'd been hiding them until I realized that actually my lips were very beautiful. And so I interrupted that thought process, narrative that was going on in my mind. And every time I would confess and say, you've got the most beautiful lips you've ever seen. They are natural. You know, I would say good things about them. And guess what? That's exactly what it is today. I normally meet people and they're like, what shade of lipstick have you applied? I'm like, I don't do any lipstick. These are my natural lips. All I have done is used a lip balm that is colorless, as in, you know, it doesn't have any color. So my point is, there are things that you may have been told that are actually holding you back. And as long as you have that negative narrative going on in your mind, you will never produce anything positive. Negative thoughts never ever produced positive results. Negative will always yield negative. Whatever you plant is what you reap. So this is not where they start giving you some physics and whatever stuff about negative and so like pulls and attract and so what else. No, that will not work here. If you have a negative mentality about yourself, if you have negative, you know, narratives and stories about yourself running through your mind, I can guarantee you that that is how you're going to live your life. That is the manifestation that you will be seeing in your life. So because somebody told you you will never amount to anything, you decide, okay, since they already said I'm not going to amount to anything, you actually manifest that by not doing anything constructive to change your current situation. You need an interruption to that narrative, my friend. You need to change the people you're listening to. You need to change the things you're thinking about. Interrupt that narrative that's going on in your mind. And how do you interrupt that narrative? I said it in a previous episode of this podcast. Feed your mind with positive content. And the one thing I would like to tell you is, before you even go look for motivational speakers, before you even go look for podcasts and, you know, and videos by motivational speakers, let me tell you the one, the one positive person that you need to get, information about you from. That is your creator. God does not have a tendency of creating junk. He has no junkyard. So if he created you, it means he created you for a purpose. There's something he brought you to this planet to accomplish. The problem is, the devil already knew that. So he sent somebody to confuse you by telling you a crappy story. And now you've believed that crappy story. You're not seeing that God is waiting for you to step out of that pit and step up to your greatness. So you need to first start by looking at, what is God saying about you? The Bible says he calls you and me the apple of his eye. He says he's got a good plan for your life. He said he's got, you know, he, before you were born, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he already knew you. Which means what? It doesn't matter how you came into this world. God already had a plan for you, and he knew exactly what you're coming to do here. So it is time you interrupted that negative narrative that has been ringing through your mind, that you've been thinking about since you were told about it, and it has been holding you back. Again, to quote Les Brown, someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. Create your own reality. Interrupt the negative, you know, narrative that is going on in you, and manifest your greatness. Interrupt, and interrupt some more. May you be ignited, may you be influenced, and may you be inspired to become the best version of yourself by not continuing to believe the negative stuff that was told to you. Interrupt that narrative and step up to your greatness. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.